Hours after midnight, lows in the upper 50s.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more. BelAirMusic.org. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be hearing the songs, the performances, and the memories of John Lennon. John Lennon with the Beatles. That was from their 1964 album called A Hard Day's Night, which was the soundtrack to their movie. So John Lennon, what a life. What a life. He was born in 1940, and when he was about 16 years old, he gets a guitar. So that's in like 1956. So John Lennon becomes one of the most remarkable songwriters of my generation. And how did he develop that craft? I grew up listening to the Beatles music in the 60s, but I was too young to know the American rock and roll from the 50s. And that is really what shaped John Lennon's musical abilities. When I heard the Beatles songs, it just seemed like the energy was so explosive. I didn't know where they had come from. I didn't know how, you know, it seemed like the beginning of something completely new. But John Lennon was playing and singing American rock and roll. And when the Beatles started recording their albums, the very first album that contained only original Lennon-McCartney songs was A Hard Day's Night in 1964. So prior to that time, they're doing a lot of covers. And I recently discovered a release that was made in 1994 of the live recordings that the Beatles did for the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, back in 1962 through 1965. And a lot of these recordings were never previously released. There's like 30 songs on this collection. And they're amazing recordings. I wanted to play them today because when I first heard this, I heard John Lennon's singing and his song composition in a new light. I saw where he got his inspiration and how he became the musician that we know so well from the Beatles recordings. So the BBC, they would go into the Piccadilly Theatre in London and do these live recordings. There's no overdubs. We're going to hear a few tracks from this release. And this is what the Beatles sounded like in a room, just playing. It's amazing. The first song we're going to hear is called A Shot of Rhythm and Blues, with just a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure. And this was recorded in August of 1963. And that's rhythm and blues singer Arthur Alexander was a particular favorite of John's. And he wrote this song, and this song, A Shot of Rhythm and Blues, was first released in March 62. And after we hear A Shot of Rhythm and Blues, we're going to hear You Got a Hold on Me. Let's see, You've Really Got a Hold on Me was a Smokey Robinson song. So let's listen to John Lennon singing some of these early 50s rock and roll songs from the live recordings for the BBC from 1963. John Lennon.
Despite the fact that the next request comes from 132 Perry Road, Sherwood in Nottingham, it's headed up the pool and starts, Dear Whack. So, John, you take it from there.
Dear Whack, please ask those gorgeous lads, called the Beatles, to sing You Really Got a Hold on Me. for Di, Gus, Fizz and me. Also for the Beatles themselves, especially Paul. And everybody that was in the Roy Orbison tour. I am a regular listener of Popco the Beatles. Good lad, if you're a lad. And please tell the boys that all the girls in our office think it is a fab show. Thank
all right,
you.
Oh, stop the band. Whoa, how splendid. And now, what are you going to sing for us?
You really got a hold on me, Mother.
The BBC. That was recorded in, those radio broadcasts were recorded from 1962 through 1965. And that last song was by Smokey Robinson. John Lennon was singing lead on that song. And on the Hard Day's Night album in 1964, as I was saying earlier, that's the very first album that had only original Beatles songs on it. And there's a song on there called You Can't Do That. And when I heard this Smokey Robinson song, I felt like that was what inspired John to write You Can't Do That. It's got that same kind of aggressive love song attitude. So let's listen to the studio version of the Beatles doing You Can't Do That from their Hard Day's Night album, John Lennon's composition.
Something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. So I have to tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. I think I'll let you down.
Let you down.
I'll leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Everybody's green, 'cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they'd seen
from the Hard Day's Night album. You know, that was the first album with all original Beatles songs, and John wrote 10 out of the 13 tracks on that album. He really dominated the songwriting on that Beatles album. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And I am listening and playing the music of John Lennon for you today. You know, it's such a vast body of recordings that he did, not only with the Beatles, but as a solo singer-songwriter in the years afterwards. But I never really understood how much the rock and roll of the 50s influenced the sound of the Beatles at the very beginning of their career. So we've just heard a couple of tracks from the Beatles live at the BBC, the radio broadcast they did for the British Broadcasting Corporation back in 1962. John sings all kinds of songs on these recordings. He sings a song by Phil Spector, and you know, Phil Spector later produced the Let It Be album at the end of the Beatles' career. But back in August of 1963, the Beatles recorded a Phil Spector song that had originally been released in 1958. And this is a love song, John Lennon singing a very beautiful love song, To Know Her Is to Love Her, followed by another song that they're doing a cover of from the same recordings by Burt Bacharach, John Lennon singing Baby It's You, Sha-la-la-la-la. So I hope you're enjoying these early recordings. I think it really shows how John Lennon developed his singing style and how it really influenced his own songwriting. So let's hear Phil Spector's song, To Know Her Is to Love Her, sung by John Lennon, followed by Baby, It's You by Burt Bacharach.
To know, know her is to love, love, love her. Just to see her smile makes my life worthwhile. Yes, just to know, know her is to love, love, love her. And I do,
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 and I do, and I do.
When I'll walk alongside of her, yes, just to know, know her is to love, love, love her. And I do,
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 and I
do, and I do, and I
do. To love, 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 and I do.
next number was called Sha La 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 La.
La.
La?
La.
But in fact, baby, it's you.
Why don't you do it in your famous James Mason impersonation voice?
Oh, all right.
Go on, man.
Oh, do it in your...
I thought this next number was called Sha La 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 La. In fact, baby, it's you.
Get off.
All right.
Very good.
Okay.
Can you do Mickey Mouse?
Yes.
All right, sing the song, fellas.
Okay, let's go.
You kiss that tears me apart. Well, many, many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and I cry over you. What can I do? Can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la.
Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheap, cheap.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you never, 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 ever been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Well, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old. Baby, it's you.
Sha la 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 la.
Baby, it's you.
Sha la 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 la.
At the BBC. Baby, It's You. That was a Burt Bacharach song. So I'm interested in hearing how John Lennon was influenced by all these 50s rock and roll songs. You know the history of the Beatles. You've heard the music. You know a lot of the Beatles songs. And when I hear these early recordings, it puts a lot of that in a new perspective for me. So John Lennon, from 1960 through 1970, he recorded with the Beatles. And the Beatles broke up in late 69 and 1970. And at the very end of their recording, right before they went in to record their final recording together, the Abbey Road album, John wrote a song about his marriage to Yoko Ono called The Ballad of John and Yoko. And he wrote it in April of 1969, and he was so excited by this song. And when I hear this song, it sounds to me like the real early rock and roll Beatles songs, like some of the stuff we've just been listening to. So he was so excited to record it. George and Ringo were not available, and he told Paul, "We have to go into the studio, just you and me, and record this song." So we're going to be listening to The Ballad of John and Yoko. John is playing two lead guitars and the acoustic guitars, and of course singing the lead. And Paul McCartney is singing harmony. And Paul is not only playing bass, but he's playing drums and piano. And I'm trying to draw the relation between the early rock and roll songs that John grew up learning how to play and how he developed into a songwriter. So I think this is a really great example of that. Let's listen to John Lennon's The Ballad of John and Yoko from April 1969. John Lennon and Paul McCartney. That song was released in 1969, The Ballad of John and Yoko. So that was recorded right before the Beatles' final studio album, Abbey Road. And the Beatles were coming to the end of their recording career together. And they were all going outside and starting to do solo projects. And before they actually announced their breakup, John did a recording in 1969, later in that year, in September of 69, called Live Piece in Toronto. And the recording is credited to the Plastic Ono Band. So Blind Faith had just broken up, and Eric Clapton joins John Lennon to play lead guitar. John is also playing lead guitar. An old friend of his from the early days in Germany, Klaus Voormann. The Beatles started their career back in Germany playing in Hamburg. And Klaus was a friend of his from those days. And on drums, there's Alan White, who later became the drummer for the band Yes. So it's interesting, in the Plastic Ono Band, you know, John is turning outside of the Beatles for the first time. And what does he record? What does he reach for after writing hundreds of songs, Lennon and McCartney? He goes back and he plays his early rock and roll. You know, Carl Perkins, the Everly Brothers, Smokey Robinson, Elvis, Chuck Berry. You know, that was the stuff that inspired him. So I thought we'd listen to a couple of tracks from the Plastic Ono Band live piece in Toronto. We're going to be hearing a song called Money, followed by another song called Dizzy Miss Lizzy. This is John Lennon with Eric Clapton, Klaus Fruman, and Alan White. Live piece in Toronto.
Okay. Hello, hello out there in Radioland. I'm Steve Richter, and I hope you'll join me for an hour's mix of lively music, a little hip, a little hop.
What's that buzz? What's that buzz?
Fridays at 7:30. See you then.
My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And today we are delving into the rock and roll roots of John Lennon. We just heard a few tracks from the Plastic Ono Band. John Lennon recorded that in September of 1969, shortly before the Beatles finally broke up. This recording session with Eric Clapton in Toronto was also the album that John Lennon's famous composition, Give Peace a Chance, was recorded. And so it might not be an example of his rock and roll roots, but I just thought we needed to listen to that song, Give Peace a Chance. This was recorded live in a hotel room in Montreal, where John and Yoko were giving a peace demonstration. Give Peace a Chance, John Lennon.
This is what we came for, really. It's Give Peace a Chance, so sing along, will you? I've forgotten all those bits in between, but I know the chorus, so... We'll be right back.
John Lennon with the Plastic Ono Band. That was from their Live Peace in Toronto album in September of 1969. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. All right, so that album was released on the Apple label in 1970. The Beatles recorded Abbey Road, and then they released their final album, Let It Be. John Lennon continued to record a lot of music as a solo artist. The Plastic Ono Band was released in 70 in 1971. The Imagine album with the Plastic Ono Band on the Apple label. In 1972, Sometime in New York City, again on the Apple label with Yoko Ono. 1973, Mind Games on the Apple label. 1974, Walls and Bridges. 1975, Rock and Roll, all of those on the Apple label. In 1975, Yoko gave John a son named Sean Lennon, and John withdrew from recording and the general rock and roll exposure and retreated into a more private life where he raised his son. For 5 long years, he devoted himself to taking care of Sean and just living a more peaceful life. He does come back to recording, and in 1980 releases his final album entitled Double Fantasy on the Geffen label. And I thought Double Fantasy was an amazing recording. You know, he had taken all that time off, 5 years, and I was reading about how he wrote the songs for the Double Fantasy recording. It turns out that he chartered a sailboat for 3 days to sail from New York to Bermuda. And while on that 3-day voyage, they hit a large storm, and a lot of the crew became sick, and the captain was too sick, and John actually had to take the wheel. And they came into a very violent storm, and he fought it out. And his quote is about being on that chartered ship. He said, "I was screaming sea chanties and shouting at the gods, and I had the time of my life. I was so centered after the experience at sea. I was tuned in," or whatever, "to the cosmos, and all the songs came." So while he's in Bermuda, he writes most of the songs for the Double Fantasy album. He comes back to New York, and Yoko composes half the songs on the album, and they release the album on the Geffen label. They record it at the Hit Factory in New York with Tony Levin on bass. And what he said about what another quote that John Lennon said about the Double Fantasy album is he wanted to come back to being John Lennon. Not the John Lennon from the Beatles, but the John Lennon whose life was changed by hearing American rock and roll. So, Double Fantasy Grammy Album of the Year for 1980. I thought we'd listen to a track that really makes me think of the 50s rock and roll, and it's called Just Like Starting Over. Another thing about the Double Fantasy album, another quote from John about what he was thinking when he wrote this music. He said, I was visualizing all the people from my own age group, you know, 30s, 40s, just like me and having wives and children. I was singing to them. I said, "And here I am now. How are you? Did you get through it all? Wasn't the 70s a drag, you know? Here we are, well, let's try to make the 80s good, you know? While there's life, there's hope." So John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over from his Double Fantasy album. And then after that, I thought we'd hear another track that came out of those very same recording sessions. This is a song written by Yoko Ono called Walking on Thin Ice. And John plays lead guitar on this album in a way that I've never heard him play the guitar before. It's astounding. to hear his guitar playing on this Thin Ice composition. So let's listen to a couple of tracks from the Double Fantasy Sessions, Just Like Starting Over, followed by Walking on Thin Ice.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone. It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting. Starting over.
Walking on Thin Ice. That's Yoko Ono's composition with John Lennon playing lead guitar from the Double Fantasy Sessions. My name is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. That song, Walking on Thin Ice, was the very last recording that John Lennon did. He returned home after that session, and he was fatally shot outside of his apartment in New York City in 1980. There was another album released from the Double Fantasy Sessions. In 1984, the album called Milk and Honey was released, and I thought it might be nice to hear one of John's most beautiful ballads. This is called Grow Old With Me, John Lennon. Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, today's program featuring the music of John Lennon. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 90.